Good morning, Happy New Year, and welcome to this morning's service, both here and on solid ground. Any visitors are especially welcome, and we hope that everyone feels the warmth of fellowship here this morning. The announcements are available, but we would just highlight that if you're responsible for organisation accounts, could you please ensure they are in today, and the organisation report should be in for next Sunday. There's an item in the announcements about updating gift aid records, and if you could please act on that as appropriate. There's a rugby outing arranged for the 25th of January, and if you're interested in that, please see Brian Little. Neil is on annual leave this coming week, and if you need the services of a minister, could you please contact George? In his letter to the Philippians, Paul said, "I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Jesus Christ has first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." And Proverbs tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." Our first item of praise this morning is "Shine, Jesus, Shine."
Lord, the light of your love is shining. The darkness shining, Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Shadows into your radiance. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory.
Flow, river flow, flood the nations
with grace and mercy, send forth your word. Lord, I let there be light.
Let us bow our heads and pray together. Our Father in heaven, as we bow before you, help us to be aware of your presence here with us this morning. Almighty God, you created time, yet you are timeless and eternal. You have given us the precious gift of time. Help us to use it wisely. Thank you for this new year. Make us open and willing to be filled and led by your Spirit each day of this year, that in us people may see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We ask that you would give us wisdom, strength, and courage for the road ahead, and that you will guide our decisions. Give us discernment to be able to see the doors you open for us and the abilities that seem beyond us. Help us to have faith and peace and comfort when the door doesn't open and when the journey is difficult. Father, we cannot hide from you. You know our worries and our concerns. Help us to prayerfully put those concerns into your hands, because you understand every situation and will never turn us away. In the privacy of our own thoughts, we reflect on the many times over the last year when we have thought, said, and done the things which have not been pleasing to you. We ask that you would forgive us. Speak to us today, Lord. Help us to listen and to understand what you want to teach us through your word, so that in your time and the time you have given us, we can be the people you want us to be. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Our second praise is Before the Throne of God Above.
God in.